In this Flash CS3 and ActionScript 3 lesson, we'll be demonstrating how you can script for parent movie clips in your code. If you happen to have a movie clip that has movie clips inside of it, and then movie clips inside of that or whatever, we can show you how to get back to the main scene or just jump up one parent into that movie clip and do some functionality happen. But let's just look at our timeline here. We have two layers in the main scene timeline, and one is the I named it whole file because it pretty much holds all everything in it except this dynamic text field, which is sitting on top of it in its own layer. And the dynamic text field is going to say certain things when we hit this movie clip, this menu, when we hit the buttons inside of this menu. You can see the menu is buried deep down within a couple of movie clips. And we'll show you how to script it. And this screen is inside of this whole file MC. And then if you double click it, you'll see there's a movie clip with the instance name of screen underscore MC. And if you double click on that, I have a simple stop action there, and then three keyframes showing scene frame 2, scene frame 3, and scene frame 1 there. And so, in the menu, if you click the buttons here, you'll see that's in its own movie clip, and its name, instance name is menu. And if you double click on that, you'll see there's three buttons in there, and the button text, and the code. And so what we'll do is, whenever somebody hits button 1, we're going to tell this text field that's on the main scene here to say something. And then we're going to tell the screen, which is inside of this movie clip, to go to one of these keyframes. So we hit button 1, we'll go to screen frame 1, 2, screen frame 2, and 3, screen frame 3. It's very simple. Okay, so let's show you the code for it now. And I'm going to have this FLA for download. If you don't happen to see the code fully, you can just go ahead and download the FLA to get to the code real, and you can see it really good once you open it up in Flash. Okay, so inside, we're going to look at where we have our buttons actually sitting on stage here. And the action script is a regular button code, but inside, we're now saying movie clip with a bracket. Parent dot parent means it's going up two levels. If it said movie clip parent, that means it's going up one level. If it says parent dot parent dot parent, that means you're going up three levels. So what I'm doing here is I'm going movie clip parent dot parent. So I'm going up two levels to the main scene. I'm telling my text to render this string, and that's on the main timeline. And then the movie clip with the bracket here that has just one parent inside of it will go up one level into the screen underscore MC movie clip, and it'll go to and stop frame 1. So basically that's the gist of it. If you didn't have a movie clip and you just wanted to go up one level, you just wouldn't and mess with that timeline and manipulate that timeline, then you can just do away with the screen underscore MC instance name here. And it would say movie clip in the brackets, it would say parent, and then it would say dot go to and stop whatever frame label you want. And if you happen to have a frame label in there, it would go something like this, page 1. So if you wanted to go to a frame label called page 1, one parent up, that's exactly how you would script it right there. And actually I'll just keep that in there when I publish the FLA file. But when I save the FLA file, that way you guys can get to it. And we'll make this one say dot screen underscore MC again. And that's pretty much how it works. And this was a big confusing thing to a lot of people, and they couldn't understand in the ActionScript 2. It was a whole lot easier just to traverse through your movie clips. But, well, it wasn't easier. It was just a whole lot different. But now once you get this approach down, you'll understand that every time you put a parent dot parent dot parent dot parent in there, that means it'll go that many more levels up, and then you can dig down back through movie clips after you close the bracket there. And that's pretty much how it works. We're going to go ahead and comment this one out. And this is, I'll put a comment here saying, for frame labels. if you have. Okay. If you have them. And that's pretty much it. And that'll show you exactly how to get to any level of your file from within any movie clip. And we hope you find this one useful, and we will see you next lesson.